wants to be a Mervyn Purvis. Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Purvis.
Who wants the father of a country estate?
A country estate is something I'd hate.
Hello there. Yes, I'm the relief announcer, the relief jock from Bendigo. My name is John Dees, and this is the quickest quiz on radio. 10 points for every question you get right, 10 for every one you get wrong. Are you right to go, Ian?
Yes, Mr. Dees. Yes.
Paul, are you right?
Yes, Mr.
Mervyn?
Yes, Mr. Dees.
Simon?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Dees.
Let's go. Which of these is the least edible? Albatross, pigeon, blackbird, or sparrow? Ian?
Albatross.
Sparrow.
Albatross, I'll give you a 10 on that.
Thank you,
very
sir.
Very quick. Where would you find the line of Mars and the girdle of Venus?
On your hand. It's palmistry.
They said it together, Dees.
Yes, they did. So I'll award you 10 points each. Mm. What have the Emperor Nero, General Patton, and Dr. Benjamin Spock have in common sport-wise?
Pointy ears.
Athlete's foot.
They were all left-handed.
No. All
club foot.
Yeah, no, you lose 10 on that one. All of you do.
They all took part in the Olympics, the chariot races.
Dr. Spock.
Oh, it's close.
Yeah, but Dr. Spock.
They were all in the nude, too. Didn't wear clothes.
They all took part in the Olympics, chariot racing in AD 66, the pentathlon in 1912, and rowing in 1924.
Oh, that's right. So they're all in the Olympic Games.
Yes.
That's a good question, isn't it?
Nah.
A bird species, the tits, are better known in America as what, please? Come on. Answers to that.
Are they those hooter
wrens?
Gnats. Gnats.
Wrens.
Lose 10.
Oh,
not
no,
wrens.
Sorry. Owls. Hoot. That's right. They weren't hooters.
What were you saying? Hooters.
Yes.
Chickadees.
Chickadees is correct. 10 points to you.
Oh, they were good. I like their music.
You're the only one. Who?
The Chickadees.
No, you're thinking of the chickmunks.
Oh.
What is the brown bear's main source of animal food in the wild?
Fish.
I don't want to be more specific.
Salmon.
I said salmon first.
We all
did.
First,
I'm
taking 10, thanks.
But I took the hint off.
No, you're not. You'll lose 10 now for insolence. All right, 10 for Simon and Ian.
Oh, dear.
What was Richard Nixon's favourite song? Any idea?
Watergate.
I think he was a Skyhooks fan. It was Ego is not,
not a dirty word.
Any ideas? Thank you. Or lose 10, the lot of you.
Okie from Muskogee.
Yes, Okie from Muskogee.
Oh, yeah.
How many teats has a healthy, normal cow, please,
four.
Gentlemen?
Four.
I think Simon said four first.
That's
thank
right.
you.
No
bull. Another 20 points for getting in nice and quick there. From where did voodoo come? Voodoo. Which country? Quickly.
Africa.
No.
No, and down New Orleans.
Central America.
No, all wrong. Lose 10, the lot of you.
Haiti.
Oh, oh well.
That's right. What comes after Haiti?
Haiti won.
Oh, good.
Oh, very witty, Merv.
What is parallel to the ulna?
The tibia.
The ovary. The uvula.
No.
Radius. The radius.
Yes. Oh, you corrected yourself just in time. Very good.
I don't understand the question or the answer.
What is the ulna?
It's a bone in one of the limbs.
Thank
and
you.
The limb has two bones in it.
For chopping off which part of the body was the guillotine originally invented?
The finger.
Lose 10. Any ideas?
Hand.
The whole hand.
Yes, the whole hand. What's the difference between fog and mist?
Density.
Density.
About three drinks.
Distance. It's visibility over 1,000 yards.
Right. Oh, we better go. What's the score?
Well, quite healthy scores for all of us tonight. Paul came last on minus 30. Ian came... I came third last on minus 10. Ian had a positive 20, and Mervyn won outright on 60 points.
Yippee!